Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and good Ben Clark.
The cider man.
The cider man.
Hey, guys.
Fruit farmer from Clarkdale Fruit Farm, regular guest on my show, anti-pipeline activist, and the cider maker, as you mentioned, who also, they will be the host of the Cider Run, which is Sunday the 12th, the 12K.
The 12K on the 12th.
A benefit for CISA, but you're also a part of Cider Days, which
yes.
Technically begins tonight, but this weekend is Cider Days weekend all around, mostly Franklin County. I'm going to be at a cider tasting salon on Saturday.
Which you
afternoon.
Can walk home from Turner's Falls.
That's what I was thinking, because it's going to be at Unity Park in Turner's. Let's talk about cider. You are not making for commercial purposes hard cider. Good
That's
Ben
correct.
Clark.
We're making so commercial.
Evil Ben Clark does that.
No, he doesn't, but I bet he would.
But hey, you couldn't be evil if you're drinking hard
That's
cider.
That's true.
You know? We do sweet, so it's called sweet cider. Well, in the U.S. is referred to as just cider, but U.K. and a lot of parts of the world, just like you have football instead of soccer,
yeah.
Cider is generally alcoholic.
Yeah.
So you would say sweet cider. We will be doing sampling. We have four different pressings. Usually we just have a regular apple cider blend. This weekend we do a pear, which is a blend of pears, which is very unique.
And you brought some of that. I've never had pear cider.
I want to try that.
Go ahead,
I believe in pear parity, and I feel there's a lot of appleism that goes on.
Absolutely. I mean, it smells like pear immediately, which you expect, because that's all that it is, right?
Yeah, the juice of a pear.
Get your nose in. There you go. Get your nose in. And
I really like this, and I also like making pear pies.
Yeah, no,
I think that's what would make America great again.
Pear pies.
Yeah.
This is a mix of basically a third Bosk, a third Bartlett, and then a third is a mix of about five different other pear varieties.
Yeah.
And we do it a couple times a year. Last year was a poor crop year, so we didn't really have a whole lot to do. This year we have a great crop, apples, pears, everything. So this is like a specialty item. People are looking for it all year. So as soon as we start making cider in September, people are asking when the pears are out. Come now. I'll tell people, anybody listening, come today. We just released it. It'll be probably gone by tomorrow, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And we will be pressing at least once more, but it's a limited item.
All right. So you heard it here first. If you want to try them, I've never had it. It's delicious. And it's like exactly what you would expect it. It tastes like pear that has been liquefied in cider form in your cup.
And Ben, can you just give us the quick synopsis about hard cider in the United States, the background and the resurrection of that in the Valley?
Sure. Yeah. This is the 23rd annual Cider Days. And this is the longest running, we believe, anywhere in the world, celebration of cider, both hard and sweet. And this was started 23 years ago. Terry and Judith Maloney of West County Cider, who were really the beginning of the cider renaissance in the U.S., you know, right here in Western Mass. They were the first commercial cidery in Massachusetts in modern day, and one of the first in the country. And they really started the Cider Days was an event to promote cider. I mean, they were struggling early cider makers. You know, they were later in their careers, but they were still beginners at cider making. And at the time, people didn't really drink it. If you did, it was highly commercialized, basically like Zima, sugary and you can still find that kind of stuff. But there has been a whole craft revolution the last 15 years. It really came around. And now there's it's basically following the craft beer bubble. Same with ciders. There's people are talking now. It's so saturated in the market. I mean, now Sam Adams and all these major players are into it. There's concern that it's getting too big. But really, the nice thing with Cider Days is it is still a small scale event just in Franklin County. We have four cider makers now within Franklin County. West County's still going, and then there's three others. And it's great. You know, people can go out and they can sample ciders from here. If they can go to the salon, there are a few tickets left for the second session, but the first is sold out. There's also a Spanish cider session on Sunday,
which I love. Spanish cider, it is my jam. The Sidra, the Basque country cider with very yeasty. It's the most wine-like of the ciders, in my opinion. Although I do, when I get a bottle of West County cider, I feel like I'm getting a first growth Bordeaux. It's that kind of
it's
iconic type of
and it is
product.
Really neat. I mean, that's the thing with the salon. The salon, there is a great representation of all kinds of cider. There's dry, there's sweeter, there's, you know, more carbonated, and there is a whole range. It's not just woodchuck.
Yeah.
There's everything out there, which is really great. People can get a full experience. So we encourage people coming out. We also, at our farm, we do, and a lot of the farms that don't do hard cider, you could actually come and sample apples. We do the four, like I said, the four different blends of cider. You can do sampling. We have demos, cooking demos and workshops. It's all online. Ciderdays.org is the website.
And I just want to say, for anyone who's never gone to an orchard in the Valley, every orchard I've ever been to has the most amazing views of the land.
Yeah.
And so it's a great family outing.
It's gorgeous, and it's like being in wine country. The way that the trees are look like the vines look in certain areas of wine country. And this, we are sort of an epicenter globally for this. People will be coming from all over the globe to Cider Days in your backyard this weekend to learn about how to do craft cider like this. I talked to some of the other cider makers earlier this week who are trying to get a still and like almost like an American Calvados apple brandy movement kind of happening here. So as much as I love our local hero winemakers, I think that our cider makers may have a terroir edge over them.
It's true. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Franklin County Cider Days is sponsored by the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce, and it has been for many years. And under the great leadership, Lisa Duvall is the events manager, and then Natalie, who's our new executive director, who Monty and I have known for many years and has gone on the march.
I disavow knowing either Lisa or Natalie. I don't know who you're even talking about.
All right, I'm going to switch us real quickly here, guys.
Yeah.
Monty, you always do things that are physically challenging.
Yes.
Ben and I are going to join you for some of Monty's march. But for me to get in shape for that march, I am going to run the 12K on November 12th. At Ben's Farm at Clarkdale.
The Clarkdale Cider Run in its third year now.
Up and down hills.
Up and down two hills. Different
you go to Greenfield and back.
Yeah. Yes. I drove some of the Cider Run the other day.
You're going to come? Will you run it with us?
I will drive it. Okay. And that's all the benefit for CISA.
All the benefit for CISA. It's an amazing day. I checked the weather right now. Days out. It looks good. It's just going to be incredibly fun.
Yeah. We had over 200 runners last year and highly competitive folks to, you know, other people.
That wasn't me.
People ask me if I run it. I have run the route in the past, but I'm too busy that day. You know, I just tell people somebody has to run the farm.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
You're running the farm. Yeah. Good, Ben Clark, fruit farmer from Clarkdale Fruit Farm, the home of the Cider Run on the 12th of November and one of the many amazing locations for Cider Days, which begins this evening and really heats up Saturday and Sunday. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, where you can sign up for the Cider Run at buylocalfood.org.